coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
戏说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now let us bow our heads and have a word of prayer.
各位低头，我们祷告。
慈恩的天父上帝，我们今天还没有研究这个课题前，我们愿主的灵与我们同在。主啊，你知道每位听众所有的需要，求主帮助他们可以明白这个课文里所有的道理，更是愿主的灵感动他们，使他们愿意接受重生的真理。我们这样祈求，都是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Let us turn to lesson 45.
请翻开第45课。
Lesson number 45.
第45课。
The subject of lesson 45 is the new birth.
第45课的题目是重生。
In my travels,
在我旅行的时候，
I have discovered,
我发现，
that it is not enough to carry a passport.
要是随身带着护照还不够。
One must also have an entry visa.
还必须有一个签证。
For the country to which he is going.
就是他所要去的那个国家所给他的签证。
This visa must be secured before entering that country.
这个签证必须要在进入那个国家之前就要得到。
Likewise,
同样的，
no one can enter heaven without the heavenly visa.
要是人没有天国的签证，没有人可以进入天国。
This is not a baptismal certificate.
这个并不是受洗的时候那个浸礼证书。
Neither is it a documentStating that the bearer is a member of a certain church.
它也不是一种文件，说明拿这个文件的人是某一个教会的教友。
God will not even honor the credentials of an ordained minister if he does not have the entry visa as well.
如果一位牧师要是没有这种天国的入境签证，即使他的证书，上帝也不重视。
This visa must be secured on this earth first.
这个签证呢，必须先在这个世界上得到。
For only those who already have this visa, when Christ comes,
当耶稣基督来的时候，只有那些已经有这签证的人
can be ushered.Into the heavenly kingdom.
才能被招待进入天国。
We discover what this all-important visa is.
我们已经发现这个重要的这个签证是什么。
In the third chapter of the Gospel of John.
在约翰福音第三章就可以发现。
Jesus Christ was speaking to a rich and honored member of the Jewish Sanhedrin.
耶稣基督有一次跟犹太的公会的一位富有的也受人尊敬的会员谈话。
Nicodemus was his name.
他的名字是尼哥底母。
He had sought out Christ.
他是找到耶稣。
For a secret interview.
要秘密的跟他谈一谈。
Christ read this man's heart.
基督他已经看出来这个人的心。
And knew his greatest need.
也知道他最大的需要。
Straight to the point.
耶稣就开门见山的。
Jesus said to him,
就跟他说,
Except a man be born again,
人若不重生,
he cannot see the kingdom of heaven,
就不能够见上帝的国。
This is the necessary prerequisite.
这是一个必须有的先决条件。
To entering heaven.
才能进入天国。
To be born again.
就是要重生。
Nicodemus was not wholly ignorant of the figure which Christ used.
尼哥底母并不是完全不了解耶稣基督所用的这一个比方。
When a person from heathenism was converted, to the Jewish faith,
当一个外邦的人他们悔改加入相信犹太人的宗教，
He was compared to a newborn infant,
他就被比作一个刚出生的婴孩。
Therefore, Nicodemus knew that the command should not be taken literally.
所以尼哥底母知道这个命令是不能照着字面解释的。
But because he was already an Israelite,
虽然，但是因为他已经是一个犹太，以色列人，
he regarded himself as certain to have a place in the kingdom of God.
所以他就认为自己一定是在天国，会有地位。
Therefore, he felt no need of a change.
所以他不感觉到有什么改变的需要。
To emphasize this important truth concretely,
为的是要具体的强调这个重要的真理。
Jesus said again,
耶稣又说,
Except a man be born of water and of spirit,
人若不从水和圣灵生,
he cannot enter into the kingdom of God,
就不能够进上帝的国。
John 3:5,
约翰三章五节。
Being born of water refers to baptism.
从水而生呢，是指这个浸礼而说的。
This is merely a symbolic rite.
这只不过是一种象征的仪式。
It is of no avail unless a person is reborn of the Spirit first.
一个人要不是先从圣灵重生，这个洗礼就没有什么用处。
Being born of the Spirit changes the condition of the heart.
从圣灵生就能够改变人的心的境况。
We have discussed the condition of the unregenerate heart.
我们曾经讨论过没有改过自新的心是怎么样的。
By nature, the heart is evil.
在本性上人的心原是邪恶的。
And in Job 14:4 we read,
在约伯记十四章四节说,
Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean?
谁能使洁净之物出于污秽之中呢?
Jesus said,
耶稣说,
Out of the heart proceed evil thoughts.
他说, 从心里发出来的有恶念,
Murders,
凶杀,
Adulteries,
奸淫,
Fornications,
苟合,
Thefts,
偷盗,
False witness,
妄证,
Blasphemies,
旁读,
Matthew 15:19,
马太十五章十九节。
From the book Desire of Ages we read,
在历代愿望这本书有这样的话,
The fountain of the heart must be purified,
人心的泉源必须先要洁净，
Before the stream can become pure,
然后所发出来的才能清洁。
He who is trying to reach heaven by his own works,
人想靠自己的功德而企图进入天国，
In keeping the law,
遵守律法，
is attempting an impossibility,
乃是在尝试一件不可能的事。
There is no safety for the one who has merely a legal religion.
一个人是单单靠守正规的宗教是不可靠的。
Or a form of godliness.
或者是有一种敬虔的外貌那是不可靠的。
The Christian's life,
一个基督徒的人生,
is not a modification or improvement of the old.
并不是旧生活加以修理或者是改良，
but a transformation of nature，
而是一种本性的变化。
There is a death to self and sin，
自我和罪必须要置之死地。
And a new life altogether，
随之而来的乃是全新的生活。
This change can be brought aboutonly by the effectual working of the Holy Spirit，
这种变化唯有借着圣灵的运行，那种有效的运行才能够成功。
And this is what is called the new birth，
这才是所谓的重生。
Without which no man can enter heaven，
要是少了这一步，没有人可以进入天国。
Christ used an apt illustrationin discussing with Nicodemus the work of the Holy Spirit，
基督用了一个很适当的比喻跟尼哥底母讨论圣灵的工作。
He said，
他这样说，
The wind blows where it wills，
风随着意思吹，
And you hear the sound of it，
你听见风的响声，
But you do not know whence it came，
却不晓得是从哪里来，
Or where it came from，or whither it goes，
或者是到哪里去。
So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit，
凡是从圣灵生的也是如此。
John 3:8，
约翰三章八节。
The wind is heard whistling through the forest，
人能够听见风在树林里头的响声。
Its might can be seen in the bending of the branches，
我们也可以从树枝的弯曲可以看出它的力量。
Yet the wind itself is invisible，
但是风的本身却是看不见的。
So it is with the work of the Spirit upon the heart，
圣灵在人心上运行的情形也是如此。
It cannot be seen，
圣灵是看不见。
No one can explain it any more clearlyThen he can explain the movements of the wind，
没有人能够清楚地解释这个圣灵的运行，正像他不能解释风的行动一样。
The power, however, is very apparent，
但是他的力量却是很显然的。
A person may not always be able to tell just how he was converted，
一个人他也许不能够明白地说出来他是怎么样悔改。
But he can testify to a definite experience，
但是他能见证有一种肯定的经验。
When the Lord accepted his complete surrender，
是主接受了他完全的奉献。
And gave him a new heart，
赐给他一颗新的心。
To some this change may come suddenly，
对有些人来说这种改变可能是突然之间的。
To others it may be a slow quiet process，
但是对有些人呢，则可能是一种缓慢而静穆的步骤。
When the Spirit of God takes possession of the heart，
当上帝的灵要是能够 管束人的心，
it transforms the life，
就能改变人整个的生活。
Sinful thoughts are put away，
罪恶的思想丢开了。
Evil deeds are renounced，
不良的行为抛弃了。
Love, humility and peace，
仁爱、谦让以及和平
take the place of anger, envy and strife，
代替了愤怒、嫉妒与纷争。
Joy takes the place of sadness，
忧愁变为喜乐。
And the countenance reflects the light of heaven，
面容也映照出天上的光辉。
Dear friend, are you a born again Christian？
亲爱的朋友，你是不是已经重生的基督徒呢？
Perhaps you have been baptized，
也许你已经受了洗。
But are you born again？
但是你重生了没有？
Do you have that change of heart which is necessary？
你是不是已经有那必须有的，就是心灵的改变？
Perhaps you once had it，
也许你曾经一度有过。
But now your heart has become worldly again.
但是现在你的心又世俗化了。
Regardless of your condition,
不论你的境况怎么样,
Christ tells you today to be born again.
基督今天告诉你要重生。
And his spirit is here to make this possible.
他的灵在这里头,在这里可以成就这件事情。
Will you open the heart's door to him now?
你愿意现在向他而打开你的心门吗?
We have 21 vocabulary words, or 20 is it? 22 vocabulary words to lesson 45.
我们45课一共有22个生字。
The vocabulary words, the foot of lesson 45. Number 1.
第一个。
Secured.
获得。
Secured.
获得。
2. Certificate.
证书,证明书。
Certificate.3. Document.
文件.
Document. 4. Credentials.
文凭.
Credentials. 5. Ordained.
受圣职的.
Ordained. 6. Ushered.
招待.
Ushered. 7.Figure,
比喻
figure. 8. Literally,
照字面
literally. 9. Concretely,
具体的
concretely. 10. Symbolic,
象征的
symbolic. 11.Right.
仪式
Right. 12. Avail.
有疑的
Avail, is that 13? Avail.
有疑的
13. Unregenerate.
不改过自新的
Unregenerate. Proceed.
发出
Proceed 15 Legal
是一种律法主义的
Legal 16 Modification
修正
Modification 17 Transformation
改变
Transformation 18Effectual,
有效的。
Effectual. 19. Apparent,
显而易见的。
Apparent. 20. Renounced,
抛弃。
Renounced. The last one is countenance,
面容。
Countenance.Let us read the lesson over in English.
我们现在把这一课用英文再念一遍。
Beginning, lesson 45, The New Birth.
第45课,重生。
In my travels, I have discovered that it is not enough to carry a passport. One must also have an entry visa for the country to which he is going. This visa must be secured before entering that country. Likewise,No one can enter heaven without the heavenly visa. This is not a baptismal certificate. Neither is it a document stating that the bearer is a member of a certain church. God will not even honor the credentials of an ordained minister if he does not have the entry visa as well. This visa must be secured on this earth first. For only those who already have the visa...when Christ comes, can be ushered into the heavenly kingdom. We discover what this all-important visa is in the third chapter of the Gospel of John.
Jesus Christ was speaking to a rich and honored member of the Jewish Sanhedrin. Nicodemus was his name. He had sought out Christ for a secret interview. Christ read this man's heart and knew his greatest need. Straight to the point. Jesus said to him, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven." This is the necessary prerequisite to enter heaven, to be born again. Nicodemus was not wholly ignorant of the figure which Christ used. When a person from heathenism was converted to the Jewish faith, he was compared to a newborn infant. Therefore, Nicodemus knew that the command should not be taken literally. But because he was already an Israelite, he regarded himself as certain to have a place in the kingdom of God. Therefore, he felt no need of a change. To emphasize this important truth concretely, Jesus said again, "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." John 3:5. Being born of water refers to baptism. This is merely a symbolic rite. It is of no avail unless a person is reborn of the Spirit first. Being born of the Spirit changes the condition of the heart. We have discussed the condition of the unregenerate heart. By nature, the heart is evil. And in Job 14:4 we read, "Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean?" Jesus said, "Out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies." From the book Desire of Ages we read, "The fountain of the heart must be purified before the streams can become pure. He who is trying to reach heaven by his own works, in keeping the law, is attempting an impossibility. There is no safety for the one who has merely a legal religion, a form of godliness. The Christian's life is not a modification or improvement of the old, but a transformation of nature. There is a death to self and sin, and a new life altogether. This change can be brought about only by the effectual working of the Holy Spirit. And this is what is called the new birth, without which no man can enter heaven." Christ used an apt illustration in discussing with Nicodemus the work of the Holy Spirit. He said, "The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound of it, but you do not know whence it comes or whither it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. The wind is heard whistling through the forest. Its might can be seen in the bending of the branches, yet the wind itself is invisible. So it is with the work of the Spirit upon the heart. It cannot be seen. No one can explain it any more clearly than he can explain the movements of the wind. The power, however, is very apparent. A person may not always be able to tell just how he was converted, but he can testify to a definite experience when the Lord accepted his complete surrender and gave him a new heart. To some, this change may come suddenly. To others, it may be a slow, quiet process. When the Spirit of God takes possession of the heart, it transforms the life. Sinful thoughts are put away. Evil deeds are renounced. Love, humility, and peace take the place of anger, envy, and strife. Joy takes the place of sadness, and the countenance reflects the light of heaven. Dear friend, are you a born-again Christian? Perhaps you have been baptized, but are you born again? Do you have this change of heart which is necessary? Perhaps you once had it, but now your heart has become worldly again. Regardless of your condition, Christ tells you today to be born again, and His Spirit is here to make this possible. Will you open the heart's door to Him now? Friend, we trust you hear the voice of the Spirit speaking to you.
你相信你已经听见了耶稣基督对你说话的声音。
And we trust that you will open your heart's door.
你相信你也会打开你的心门。
And allow Christ to come in by His Spirit.
让耶稣基督借着他的灵进到里头。
And make you a born again Christian.
使你成为一个重生了的基督徒。
Until next time, God be with you each one.
上帝 与你同在，我们再会。